good afternoon, and welcome back to the XL Energy Center, St. Paul. We are moving into the Class A individual quarterfinal round. They're finishing up with the AAA. We have good news to report for Little Falls Flyer wrestling fans. After a rough opening round, all three individuals losing, Logan Capan, Josh Beek, and Axel Lang. Fortunately for those three young men, they are all getting wrestlebacks. Their opponents in the first round all went on to win. So those three will be wrestling again later tonight after the Class A quarterfinals and then AA quarterfinals. Then they will move on to all class wrestlebacks. So all three classes will be going at one time. We do know that Logan Capan at 126 will face Lee Schmalz of Mound West Tonka. Josh Beek at 145 gets Wilmer's Esteban Navarro in his wrestleback round. And at 152, Axel Lang will take on Justin Berg of Tartan High School. Those three Flyers will get another match down here and a chance at a little redemption on a Friday night. Place is filling up. We're going to have probably over 11, 12,000 people here in the arena. The lower bowl is probably about 90% full, if maybe not better than that. And they're starting to spill over into the upper decks here at the XL. Couple of heavyweight matches still going on in AAA, and then Class A will come up. So we'll take a look at what's ahead in Class A for the area individuals next.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker's Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
All right, Class A is underway in the quarterfinals, and our first individual we're going to see will be Pierce's Brandon Ortman at 120 pounds, and he's got a tough one with Joey Majerus from Zumbrota Mazepa, ranked number two in the state. He is a four-time place winner here at the state tournament, and he will be on mat number two in one match from now. So Majerus and Ortman coming up. Then a little bit later on, Zach Scott of Holding Ford, ranked fifth, will face Frazee's Grant Jepson, ranked seventh, in a 132-pound quarterfinal. That'll be on mat number six. At 152 pounds, Colton Eichens against, he's number one, undefeated, facing United South Central's Derek Herman. He's ranked fourth, and he's 34-4. That'll be on mat number eight. And that is several matches away yet. At 160 pounds, Royalton Upsala's Brad Kroll, ranked fifth, takes on ACGC's Derek Dengarud, ranked seventh in a quarter. Also, Noah Landris of Aiken against Cameron Lundeen of Red Lake County Central in a quarterfinal. Kroll's match is on mat five. At 182 pounds, Royalton Upsala's Kyle Lang gets Keegan Moore, number one ranked defending champion from Jackson County Central. That'll be on mat two.
Welcome, Memorial. And Dylan Kubatoy.
And at 195, Holding Ford's Nathan Brinker, undefeated, ranked number two. We were looking ahead, thinking we could have a number one versus number two quarterfinal with Brinker at number two. He would have met number one ranked Hunter Fick of West Central area, Ashby Evansville, but guess what? Things don't always work out the way they should on paper. That's why you wrestle them. 10th ranked Michael Knoll upset number one Hunter Fick in the opening round, 9-4. So Brinker will face number 10 Michael Knoll of Lake City in the quarters. Piers, Holding Ford, Royalton Upsala, each with two in the quarterfinal round. And then it's on to Double A and then WrestleBacks. Of course, we're keeping an eye on the matches here to see what it needs for guys like Reese Kapsner to get a wrestle back. He needs Austin Dvlaminik of Minneota to defeat Jake Norrie of West Central. That's a four upsetting a two. Let's take a look. That one's going on right now. And it's 2-1, early second. And Norrie from West Central is ahead. So that's not good news for Reese Kapsner. For Jake Andries at 113 to get a wrestle back. Jake needs Caden Spindler to win over Trenton Coyer of Osakis. And let's see, that one is going on right now down on mat eight. And let's see, Spindler unranked from Border West. Coyer ranked fifth from Osakis. Trying to see the score, it looks like. Looks like Coyer is up in that one 5-3 with 25 seconds left. So that's not good for Jake if that score holds on. Norrie and Dvlaminik are now tied at three. 55 seconds left. For Andrew Tamala to get a wrestle back, Blaine Cheetah would need to win, and he's the favorite. He's ranked second, facing unranked Riker Vanderwood of Jackson County Central in the quarter. So it's a good shot that Andrew Tamala will get a wrestle back. And let's see. Brett Kapsner, what does it take for him to get a wrestle back? 170. He needs Jesse Slater, ranked fifth from Adrian, to defeat unranked Gage Tom of St. Clair Mankato Loyola. And that was a big upset. He knocked off Drew Sathram of Kenyon Wanamingo in the opening round in triple overtime, 3-2. Looks like Norrie has a 5-3 lead now on Devlamnik from Minneota. That's after 18 seconds left in period two. Coyer has a 5-4 lead in his match. Minute 12 left in the third. For Jackson Held of Royalton Uppsala at 126, he would need Kyle Hennen to win over Levi Marsh. That would be a 9-6. That match is coming up next on mat 3. So Held needs Hennen to defeat Marsh of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Hennen from Minneota. Norrie's up 5-3 after two periods now. 7-4 for Coyer of Osakis.
Next up on mat number 3, 126 pounds, Levi Marsh of Lake Crystal Welcome.
Clint Gottich and Austin Gall for their wrestle back chances at 285. Clint Gottich would need ninth-ranked Trent Esping of Minneota to upset number 2, Martin Granados of Blue Earth Area.
Number 4 at 126 pounds, Cameron Sikora.
And
Border West, wrestling Brendan Coyer of Osakis.
And for Austin, he would have to have an upset as well. Nate Elson of Medford would have to knock off number 1, Garrett Malmstrom of Frazee. So it would take upsets for both Gottich and Gall to get wrestlebacks.
Stevens of Windham Mountain Lake wrestling Byron Byer of Frazee.
So we'll come back. We should have Brandon Ortman coming up here at 120 pounds.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurance company.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers! If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Piers. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
Now mat number 2 at 120 pounds, Joey Majerus, Sabrona Mazepa, Brandon Ortman, Pierce.
There you heard it. Brandon Ortman, Joey Majerus announced on mat number two. And the finals are in. There will be no wrestlebacks for Reese Kapsner or Jake Andries. Neither one gets a wrestleback. So their tournament ends after one match. Joey Majerus, number two ranked. Against Brandon Ortman, unranked. And Ortman snapping on the anklet, and we are ready to go on mat number two. And they're underway. Majerus in gray, Ortman in black. And they're cautiously circling. Now they engage, shuck away. Majerus pinned Angel Zamaripa of St. James. Ortman pinned A.J. Schmidt of ACGC.
An 8-6 decision.
There's a shot in by Majerus. Didn't get there.
Brendan Coyer.
Blocked by Ortman. And they're out of bounds.
Result of mat 463 and 106. 13-2 decision for Mark Faringa.
And now back to action. No score between Majerus and Ortman.
Technical fall at 6 minutes for Andrew Nyson.
Both down on one knee.
Kesley Pina.
Throw try by Majerus. Doesn't get it. Now they're down to their knees. Back Majerus to his feet. Now Brandon. And they separate and they come back to the middle. Here's a front headlock throw on by Majerus. Majerus trying to score here. 38 seconds left in the first. Brandon elevating back to his feet now. 30 seconds left. And it stopped for potentially dangerous. No score between Majerus and Ortman. Majerus reaching for a leg, can't get to it. Brandon back on his feet, pushes Majerus back away. Circles back the other way, back towards the middle. Faint shot by Brandon Ortman. 8 seconds left. They both dive in on an attack and come shoulder to shoulder, then back to their feet, and we've wrestled 2 scoreless minutes on mat two. Majerus and Ortman, scoreless. And it'll be Majerus in the down position on the flip.
Result of mat 464 at 106 pounds.
And up and out quickly is Majerus, and he's on the board with a 1-0 lead on the escape. So Majerus takes the early lead. Now Brandon throws a little front headlock on. 1:35 to go, second period. Majerus leading Ortman 1-0. And they're out of bounds, back in the middle, restart quickly. A lot of faking on shots. Both guys kind of dropping down to a knee and just reaching and then popping back up. There's a fireman's attempt by Ortman. Majerus able to defend. And again, they're back up on their feet. 1-0 on a second period escape by Joey Majerus. Pushing at each other, locked up. Neither one really reaching for anything, just holding. Now Brandon reaches down for the leg. Can't get it. And likewise, now Majerus tries the same tactic. And the referee stops it on a stalemate call. 53 seconds left. 1-0 Majerus. There's another shot in by Brandon. Blocked. Front headlock try by Majerus. Majerus trying to snap Brandon down. Brandon holding his ground. Near the right edge of the circle now, Majerus pulls him back in. He's got him underhooked. Majerus. Now Ortman in on a bear hug. Nope, can't get the arms in though. Majerus pushed him away. 27 seconds left. Again, a snap down try by Brandon Ortman. 1-0 Majerus late second period. Brandon very much in this match with a four-time state placer. And stalemate 16 seconds. Restart on their feet. Majerus drives forward. Gathers in the left of the right arm of Ortman. 8 seconds left. Wrist control. Here's a throw try by Majerus. Majerus, did he get the throw? No. No points. Boy, they wrestled for about 3 seconds after the whistle. 1-0 Majerus after two.
Next up on that, number four.
And now Brandon gets choice, and he chooses down. An escape ties it.
And from Belgrade, Brutnell Rosa. Adam.
Here we go. Third period. Here's a roll try by Ortman. Ortman, did he Gramby him? He did. Ortman's up 2-1. A Gramby by Ortman. And now a reversal back for Majerus, and he's up 3-2. Wow, what a scramble. Each with a reverse. And now there's the Gramby by Ortman again. Another Gramby by Ortman. He's up 4-3. Now Majerus reaching back. Majerus trying to counter, and he reverses. Wow, that's four reversals here in this third period. Two apiece, and it's 5-4 Majerus. He still has the Gramby, does Ortman. And now they stop it. Wow. Majerus and Ortman in a dandy, a minute 22 to go. It was 1-0, and now Mark Jensen out asking the referee something. Coach Jensen out on the edge of the circle. Both Majerus and Ortman with two reversals. It was 1-0, now it's 5-4. There's a minute 22 to go. Again, Brandon will start in the down position. There we go, there's the whistle. Ortman bridging up, rolling. Come on, Brandon. Come through. Nope. Majerus held on. Brandon's got that leg, though. He might be able to tilt back on this. 107 now. They stop it for dangerous again. 107. 5-4. Majerus on top of Ortman right now. Here's the start. Majerus goes after the ankle. Brandon rolling. Not able to hook anything up. Bridging up. Rolling again. Coming through. Now Brandon coming out the back door. He reversed him. Brandon's up. 6-5. 48 seconds. Ortman now riding on second-ranked Joey Majerus. He's 42 seconds from a huge upset. Ortman riding on Majerus. He's got a cross face in. And a stall call. Stall on Ortman. 6-5. That'll bring him back to the middle on a start. A restart. 37 seconds. Ortman. Here's a switch try by Majerus. Throwing the leg over is Ortman. Ortman throwing the leg over. He almost had him stacked up. Now Majerus switching. 24 seconds. Majerus with Ortman holding onto the leg, and they stop it for dangerous. 23 seconds for Ortman to upset Joey Majerus of Zumbrota Mazepa. Here's the start. He grabs the leg, drives forward. Majerus trying to stand. An escape ties it. 15 seconds. There's a cheap tilt by Ortman. Ortman's getting back points. Nope, neutral. No, he's going to get two, then a reverse. That's going to stay, keep the lead, though. 5 seconds. Brandon Ortman holding on. Ortman is going to upset Joey Majerus. Brandon Ortman has knocked off second-ranked Joey Majerus. Huge upset in Class A at 120. 8-7, Ortman over Majerus. Tremendous upset. Unranked Brandon Ortman, a four-time placer at state, goes down to Brandon Ortman. What a great third period for Ortman and Majerus. Coming up, Zach Scott, holding forward.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Shomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Shomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurer.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, "Go Pioneers!"
All right, we are back at the XL. Now, Zach Scott, Grant Jepson, holding Ford Frazee. Lot of green out there. And we are underway. They are in the first. And out of bounds. Zach Scott's got a 2-0 lead on Grant Jepson of Frazee. 15 seconds. What a win. Brandon Ortman knocks off Joey Majerus. And that puts Brandon into tomorrow morning's semifinals. 10:45.
477.
End of the period. Scott up 2-0 on Grant Jepson.
To Wyatt Stevens of Windham Mountain Lake.
Ortman will get either Tanner Reitz of Frazee or Anthony Kern of Bertha Hewitt Verndale in the semis tomorrow. We'll have to wait and see on the results there.
Playing Sheena on to the semifinals tomorrow morning.
And now Scott, he's got a potential far side cradle here. Scott and Jepson going at it. 5 versus 7. Still in on the deep waist is Zach Scott. Finished sixth at 120 last year. Scott just riding here, a minute 20 to go. Coming up, we've got Colton Eichens at 152. He'll have Derek Herman. That's the next match. That's just a match away on mat 8. Scott still holding on, 2-0.
Now wrestling on mat number 1 at 140.
And here comes Jepson on a switch. Jepson's going to turn a reversal and get back points on Scott with under a minute to go. It's going to be, I believe, a 5-2 lead for Jepson now of Frazee. He caught Scott in a Granby. Seconds left. They haven't given the back points yet to Jepson from Frazee.
Match 479 at 132 pounds. Winner by technical fall at 4 minutes. Blaine Cheetah.
So that means Andrew Tamala will get a wrestle back for Piers tonight. Tamala into the wrestle backs. 20 seconds left for Scott in his second. He's still locked up in that Granby. So Jepson of Frazee has not been given the back points yet. 5 seconds left. And now there it is. 5-2 now. Jepson of Frazee leading Zach Scott. Scott will choose down here to begin the third. Brandon Ortman, a stunning upset of number 2 ranked Joey Majerus, 8-7. Jepson rips Scott down to the mat, trying to tilt him here. Scott trying to switch, throws the leg over. Scott, far side of the circle over there on mat number 6. And they give an escape. Jepson just cut Scott loose. He felt it getting away from him, so it's 5-4 now, I believe. They haven't put the point up. Should be 5-4. Minute 33 to go. Colton Eichen's coming up. Brad Kroll's coming up. Kyle Lang's coming up. Nathan Brinker's coming up. Minute 19. They've only got it 5-3. I thought I saw the referee give an escape point to Scott. Maybe he was just signaling a stall call. He held up the hand. It's on the other end of the arena, so it might have been a stall rather than a escape. In on the leg is Jepson. Fifty-four seconds left. Neutral, says the referee. Scott and Jepson here. And
number three at 152 pounds.
They restart them. 44 seconds left. Scott still trailing 5-3 to 7th-ranked Grant Jepson of Frazee. Here comes Scott. Scott's got a front headlock on, trying to run it around. 30 seconds left. Does he have time?
Now coming to the mat on number seven.
Now Jepson picks the leg. He's going to dump Scott. He's going to cradle him. He doesn't have back points yet, but he's neutral, says the ref. Boy, what a scramble. Jepson and Scott. Referee waving off any points. No control for either kid. 12 seconds. Scott needs to turn him. Scott's down 5-3, running out of time. Neutral yet, and Jepson's going to beat Scott. Nope, they're going to get one more restart at 2 seconds left.
From Minnesota.
2 seconds left for Scott to make something magical happen.
Now wrestling on mat number 5, 160 pounds, Brad Kroll, Royalton Upsala.
Brad Kroll of Royalton Upsala. He's going down to mat 6, or mat 5.
On mat number 3.
And
match 483.
The final, Jepson beats Scott 5-3. So now Kroll going at it at 160. Down on mat 5. Brad taking on Derek Dingerud, ACGC. Ranked 7th, Kroll ranked 5th. They're underway.
Jared Novak, Aiken, Hank Fredericks, Sheffield.
Jared Novak and Hank Fredericks of Aiken going at it on mat 2. Fredericks, a defending champ. Novak out of 7. Here's a reversal for Kroll. He is on top. Nope, that tied it up, 2-2. Now Dengarud to his feet. 2-2, Kroll and Dengarud. Now they're out of bounds. 1:23 to go, first period.
At 145, 7-3 decision for Alex Epperding.
And Kroll is given the optional escape, so Kroll now up 3-2. 3-2. Kroll. Did he get a throw? Yes, he did. Takedown at the edge. And now, Kroll is the green, so he's up now. That throw gave him a 4-3 lead. 4-3, Kroll. Dengarud on his feet. Kroll lifts him up, takes him down to the mat. Now, Dengarud back up again. Under a minute to go. Lot of action in the first. There's an escape. Dengarud has tied it at 4. He got up and faced him. Wrist control by Brad Kroll.
Match 484. A 10.
Slapping at hands. Kroll and then Dengarud separate now.
Of Dover Iota.
Back together again. Looking for a wrist. Kroll. There's a shot by Dengarud. Deep, but out. No points. 4-4. So no wrestlebacks for Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries. There will be a wrestleback for Andrew Tamala. Brandon Ortman's in the semis. Colt Nation's coming up. 20 seconds from now. Kroll locked up. 15 seconds left in a 4-4 first period. Kroll and Dengarud. And out of bounds. Kroll pushes Dengarud past the circle. Kroll with hands, and the period's going to end. 4-4, Kroll and Dingerud after one.
Next up on mat number 8 at 152.
And here comes Colt Nyshens. Ranked number 1, undefeated for the Pioneers.
South Central.
And he gets 4th ranked, Derek Herman of United South Central. So Colton, same mat he won his opening round match on. Over Meyer from Barnesville. Kroll's up now 5-4. He got an escape. Colton's match hasn't started yet. Colton awaiting Herman. Herman wearing white with USC across the chest for United South Central. Colton wearing the black. There's a shot in by Dengarud down there in his match with Kroll. Kroll up 5-4, and Eichens is underway. Eichens and Herman, 1-4. Shot in right away. Colton aggressively drives forward and drives Herman off the mat. Restart, 10 seconds in. Kroll continues to lead 5-4 midway through the second. Eichens and Herman looking each other over. Minute 40 to go. Kroll riding now. He's up 7-4 down there. He got a takedown. Here's a throw, a try by Colton. Now a roll. Colton may have got him in a headlock. Colton's got him in a headlock. Now Herman switches, and Herman wins a scramble. Herman's up 2-0. And now he'll give up the escape at the edge. So 2-1. Herman up on Eichens. 1:19 to go. 7-4 lead for Kroll. 26 seconds left in that second period. Opposite ends of the arena. On their feet, Herman and Eichens. Eichens, state runner-up to Larry Bomstead last year at 145. He's been ranked number 1 at 152 all year. Under a minute now. Dengarud trying to throw down there. He's down 7-4, 17 seconds left. Herman and Eichens, stalemate call. 2-1, Herman has to readjust the headgear. Now they're back at it. Kroll up 7-4 after two. Ready to start the third. Here's a trip try by Eichens near the edge and out of bounds. And a caution on Colton. 35 seconds remain. Herman underhooks Colton. 25 seconds left. 2-1. Derek Herman, 4th ranked, United South Central, a junior. And undefeated, Colton Eichens looking for his 150th career win. Shot in by Colton, driving forward, but out of bounds. No takedown, 11 seconds left. 2-1 lead for Herman. Final 7 seconds. Kroll's up 7-5 over there in his match with a minute 20 to go and period one over for Eichens. He's trailing 2-1 to Herman. Herman defers. And there's an escape given by Herman, and that'll tie it at 2. Kroll riding over there in his match. 2-2 now, Eichens driving forward. Eichens takedown, 4-2 Colton Eichens. Now he throws the legs in, such a great leg rider. Eichens with his first lead, trying his tilt. Herman scrambling. Colton trying to tilt him. There's a 1 count. There's a 2 count. He's going to get points. Eichens has Herman in a cheap tilt. He's going to get some back points with a minute 25. Now Herman back to his belly. Eichens still now looks like he might be thinking about a cradle here. He's got Herman on his knees. Herman trying to elevate out the back door. Rolling through. Eichens holds on. 1:10 to go. Colton 4-2. I don't think he's been given the back points yet, though. He still has the hold locked up.
Next up on mat number three.
And there's two back points. 6-2. Aishin's up 6-2, a minute to go. Second period. Kroll continues to lead 9-6 with 30 seconds left in his match over Derek Dengarud of ACGC. Here's Herman standing. He picks the ankle of Colton. Colton on one leg. He's behind him. He caught him in a cradle. He cradled Herman. He's got Herman to his back in a tight cradle with 45 seconds. Aishin's now throws his legs across. Colton, he caught Herman in a cradle. 36 seconds. He's going to pick up three more near fall. 30 seconds left for Aishin's. Colton with 28 to go. Second period. And now Herman will stay off his back. 9-2. Now Herman with Aishin's holding onto the leg. 11 seconds. Now they're rolling, scrambling. 6 seconds. Neutral, says the ref. Brad Kroll wins his match 9-6. Kroll into the semis for the Royals. 9-6. Kroll over Dengarud. 2 minutes now. Third period coming up for Colton Aishin's.
Match number 491.
They are on their feet. 9-2 lead for Colton Aishin's.
Results on mat number 7.
He fell behind 2-0. But now he is starting to assert control. Minute 45. They're both down on their knees, shoulder to shoulder, elbow hookup. Now Colton throws the legs over. He's going to get 2. 11-2. Aishin's starting to dominate. Derek Herman. 11-2 with a minute and a half to go for Aishin's. He's got Herman on his belly. Coming up, Kyle Lang. Lang gets Keegan Moore on mat 2. And we get a restart coming. And here we go. Colton just wraps him up.
Now wrestling on mat number 6 at 116. Nicholas Espig.
Looks like Colton wants to cradle him again, and he's got the cradle with points coming. Colton with another tight cradle here. 105 to go. Colton Aishin's now. Now he throws the Turk move in. Legs and crossface. Under a minute. 14-2. Colton Aishin's closing in on a semifinal berth. Colton still has Herman all broke down underneath. And a restart. 35 seconds left for Aishin's over Herman. And here's the start. 30 seconds to go. Aishin's breaks him down. Colton working the legs. Cross face in. 20 to go. Comfortable lead for Colton. Don't do anything too tricky here. You've got the win locked up. There it is, 9 seconds. One last roll try. Colton just cuts him loose. And he's a winner. 14-3. Aishin's beats fourth-ranked Herman from United South Central. And Colton Aishin's has just won his 150th career win. And he is going to the semifinals. Congratulations, Brandon Ortman and Colton Aishin's, semifinalists tomorrow morning.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a 3-story, 4-bedroom, 3-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a 3-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schomer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schomer, at 468-252.
This is Andrew Hattridge from Select Therapy. If you need physical therapy, look no further than our clinic right here in Pierce. We are locally owned and physical therapist owned, enabling our staff to provide the exact care you need when you need it. We treat everything from orthopedic injuries, post-surgical rehab, mobility and balance training, and neck and back pain. We are open Monday through Friday, offer a convenient schedule, and work with all major insurance companies. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. It is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. At this time, I'd like to congratulate the Pierce Pioneers girls basketball team's own Shelby Bozer on being named a District 19 and Region 5 AAA Award winner. And good luck in the state competition to be held in March. And also good luck to all the Pioneer athletes and teams in the upcoming tournament action.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
All right, we're back at the XL Energy Center, and we are moving through the Class A quarterfinals. So far, we have a win for Brandon Ortman over Joey Majerus. That's a big upset. 8-7. Ortman was down 1-0 after two and reversed him four times in the third period. And now we have Colton Eichens back to the semis with a 14-3 win over Derek Herman of United South Central. So both Ortman and Eichens in the semis. Zach Scott of Holdingford loses at 132. He lost to Grant Jepson of Frazee 5-3. So that drops Scott to the WrestleBacks tonight against Tracer Lee of Border West. Also at 132, Andrew Tamala will get a WrestleBack against Riker Vanderwood of Jackson County Central. No WrestleBacks for Reese Capser or Jake Andries. Brad Kroll wins his match 9-6 over Atwater Cosmos Grove City's Derek Dengerud at 160. So Kroll goes to the 160 semis tomorrow morning. Coming up then, we've got Kyle Lang. He's going at it on mat number two. He is going to be against Keegan Moore, defending state champ. And that's two matches away yet. There's one match. Well, I should say one match to go. Then that match just finished. So they'll move on to the next one, and then it'll be Lang.
Now wrestling on that, number two at 160 pounds.
And then Nathan Brinker.
Aiken, Cameron Lindy, Ripley, County Central.
So Brinker gets Michael Knoll of Lake City. That's coming up in about 2 minutes. That's up next. That will be our next one, it looks like. Brinker's match. So we'll come back. Nathan Brinker, Kyle Lang, still to come in the quarters.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
Becker Screen Printing and Design is their current location on Main Street Piers. They offer quality screen printing and embroidery services. They have a wide variety of garments to choose from, and they can recreate your logo or design one for you. From small league orders to business clothing and sporting teams on up to corporate apparel, they can help guide you through the process every step of the way. Call Mitch or Brenda at Becker Screen Printing and Design at 320-468-2999. That's 468-2999 to start the process or just get your questions answered. That's Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
All right, here we go on mat number eight with Nathan Brinker of Holdingford, ranked number two. He is 26-0. His opponent, an upset winner from Lake City, 10th ranked Michael Knoll. He upset number one, Hunter Fick of West Central area in the opening round. He's 33-3. And here we go, Brinker and Knoll, 2-10 at 195. We just saw that Jesse Slater of Adrian lost, so there will be no wrestleback for Brett Kapsner. His tournament ends. No wrestleback for Brett. Shuck try by Knoll. Here's a shot in by Knoll, and he'll take Brinker down. Two zip. Knoll scores first. 25 seconds in. Brinker's teammate, Zach Scott, lost 5-3 in his quarterfinal to Grant Jepson of Frazee. And now they're out of bounds, Brinker and Knoll. Brinker in the down spot. And there's an escape. Nathan gets away, 2-1 now. Minute 20 to go in the first.
505 and 182, 12-10 decision. Jake Wentzloff, simply each.
And now they're hand control, minute 10 to go. Brinker pushing at Knoll. Brinker a little more solidly built than Knoll. Now Nathan's in on a good single. driving forward, and he'll get a takedown, and it's 3-2, Brinker. And now Knoll to his feet, broken back down, rolling him. Brinker's got Knoll on his back. He's got a cradle in or tilt in. Now Knoll switching around, but Brinker stays with him. And two near fall for Brinker, and then an escape for Knoll. So with 40 seconds left, Brinker's now up 5-3 on Michael Knoll of Lake City, wearing black with orange highlights. The Tigers of Lake City. Ooh, there's Brinker. He missed on a fireman's. Knoll tried to catch him coming in. Brinker counters. Brinker throws a headlock on from his feet. Took him to his back. Brinker with a powerful headlock throw. He's got him tight with a pin. Brinker catches him with a headlock throw and pins Michael Knoll. And Brinker's going to the semifinals.
Ethan Johnson.
Nathan Brinker with a pin.
4-1 decision.
He caught Michael Knoll of Lake City with a strong headlock. And that happened fast, late first period. So congratulations, Nathan Brinker.
And the results on mat number 7.
And that leaves us
match number 509
with Paul, 1 minute and 20. Kyle Lang coming up. Lang will wrestle on mat 2. And his opponent, defending champion, Keegan Moore, out of Jackson County Central. Back after this.
Pioneer sports fans, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Pierce. This is a 3-story, 4-bedroom, 3-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a 3-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Pierce student David Skiba. I want to congratulate our wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. Along with the team, Pierce is also sending 7 individuals to the state wrestling tournament. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, Brandon Ortman, Andrew Damala, Cole Nations, Brett Kapsner, and Austin Gall. We want to wish the teams and these individuals good luck in St. Paul as they continue their quest for the state title. Thank you for your support this entire year, and we encourage you to keep supporting us as we make a run at the state title. We also want to wish boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they start their sectional tournaments, robotics and knowledge bowl teams at their regionals, and BPA members at their state competition. We'd like to thank the community for your support all year long, and go Pioneers.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
All right, our final quarterfinal match coming up. It's at 182 pounds. And it's Royalton Upsala's Kyle Lang against Jackson County Central's Keegan Moore, defending state champ. Moore, undefeated, 42-0. Kyle Lang, undefeated, a pair of unbeaten wrestlers on mat 2. And they shake hands, and we are underway. Keegan Moore, he won the 170 title last year. He's a junior, and he's scoring early. 2-0, takedown. Keegan Moore actually beat Kyle's brother Mitch in a third place match a couple of years ago. And now he'll cut him loose. 4-2 now. Takedowns and escapes here for Moore over Lang. So far, the only Pioneer with a wrestle back is Andrew Tamala. We don't know yet about Austin Gall. We don't know about Clint Gottich either. There's another takedown for Moore. He's up 6-2.
At 182. By fall at 303.
We'll have to see if the heavyweight matches. And right now, the one for Gaul is going on, so that will, we need Trent Esping from Minnesota to win that one. And he's behind 2-0. And now Moore will give up the escape. 6-3, I believe that makes the score. I think that's a 6 down there on mat 2. Yep, 6-3. Kyle Lang now hooked up. And Moore, another takedown. Boy, Moore just unstoppable. 8-3. And he's going to go near the edge, close to being off. Esping's on his back. And Granados trying to end that with a pin that would end Austin Gall's run.
Next up on mat number 4 at 285.
And there's the restart and there's the pin. So Austin Gall will not get a wrestle back.
And from Frazee,
no wrestle back for Austin. Now Lang thrown out by Moore, who chased after him but can't catch him. It's 8-4, the escape for Lang. 8-4, Keegan Moore. And now the match to determine if Clint Gottich gets a wrestle back is underway. Another takedown for Moore. It's 12-4.
Move from mat 6 to mat 5. 220 pounds.
That's Elzen and Malmstrom down on mat 4.
Tyler Ober.
13-4. At the end of just one period, 13 points in the period.
Up on mat number 3 at 285 pounds is Nick Mikeswell.
Here's Moore up and out for an escape. 14-4.
He's wrestling Ben Biraki.
There's a round of wrestlebacks. Three flyers all get wrestlebacks tonight. I believe they'll roll right into that. There's another takedown for Moore. 18-4 now. He's close to tech falling Lang here. If he turns him, it's over. Minute 34 to go. Got a hammer lock in, but he's out of bounds. Back out to the middle. Lang will start in the down spot. Moore will cut him loose. 16-5 now. There's another Lang, or another, nope, not yet. Lang defended that, but now he gives it up, and it's 18-5. Cut him loose. Moore pushes him out of bounds, 18-6.
If I could have your attention, if you're here for the 7:30 wrestlebacks this evening, the progression is AAA at 7:30, immediately followed by A, and then immediately followed by AA.
So the wrestlebacks will start at 7:30.
First, followed by A, and then AA. Thank you.
And out of bounds. It's 18-6. Moore leading Lang. Malmstrom of Frazee, ranked number 1, up 2-0 on his opponent from Medford. That's Nate Elzen. And there's the tech fall win. 22-7, Keegan Moore over Kyle Lang, 22-7. So Lang will be in the wrestlebacks tonight for Royalton Uppsala. And we'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll get ready for the 7:30 wrestleback round.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. At this time, I'd like to congratulate the Piers Pioneers girls basketball team's own Shelby Bozer on being named a District 19 and Region 5 AAA Award winner. And good luck in the state competition to be held in March. And also good luck to all the Pioneer athletes and teams in the upcoming tournament action.
Imagine a fire burning in your home with your family fast asleep. Smoke and heat intensify quickly. Every second counts. How will everyone escape? Without a plan, you may not know the best route to safety. Hi, I'm Rick Grammond, representing the Pierce Fire Department. Create an escape plan and make sure everyone in your home practices it. Plan two routes of escape from every room and designate a meeting place outside the home. Remember, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and YouAreThereSports.com.
This is Andrew Hattridge from Select Therapy. If you need physical therapy, look no further than our clinic right here in Pierce. We are locally owned and physical therapist owned, enabling our staff to provide the exact care you need when you need it. We treat everything from orthopedic injuries, post-surgical rehab, mobility and balance training, and neck and back pain. We are open Monday through Friday, offer a convenient schedule, and work with all major insurance companies. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
To the 10, to the 5, and he's down. Joey Blake on the carry, and there's a flag on the play. About this, people. If we hung the referee, who would officiate the game? There would be no game. Then what? Students out on the streets, tempted by vandalism, sex, even drugs. Instead of berating the ref, we should be buying him a cup of coffee or a hamburger. And not only that, but give him a big thanks, buddy, and a hug. Now let's try it again. A burger, a coffee, hug the referee.
A burger, a coffee, hug the referee.
Without officials, high school sports wouldn't exist. Contact your local high school to find out more about becoming one.
Hug referee!
It may be more rewarding than you think. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Mom, Shelly's on my side of the car.
I am not.
R2.
Am not.
Yeah, you are.
Am not.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah.
That's it.
Ugh. You boogerhead.
My side anyway.
Sometimes feel like a referee?
Stop.
Why not get paid for it? Become a high school athletic official. You'll not only make a difference.
Will not.
Will too.
Will not.
Will too.
Will not.
Will too.
The kids will actually listen to you.
Will not.
Will too.
For details, contact your local high school. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, "Go Pioneers!" If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Pierce. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
Back at the XL Energy Center, and we just wrapped up the heavyweight match between number one ranked Garrett Malmstrom, a 9-1 winner. And that's at 285, and that came over Medford's Nate Elzen. That means no wrestle back for Austin Gall. Gall eliminated on that one. Clint Gottich, also eliminated when Martin Granados defeated Trent Esping. So neither of the Section 7 heavyweights get a wrestle back. That means we're set for wrestle back rounds, which will begin, I believe, at 7:30. No wrestle backs. Tournament over for four pioneers: Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, Brett Kapsner, and Austin Gall. A wrestle back tonight at 1:32 for Andrew Tamala. And Andrew, in his wrestle back, will face Riker Vanderwood of Jackson County Central. That's the only Piers wrestle back. Semifinals tomorrow, both Brandon Ortman and Colton Eichens will be in the semis. At 1:20, Brandon Ortman will face a familiar opponent, Tanner Reitz, Frazee. That's the semifinal. The other semifinal, Brandon Laborde, Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial against Michael Suda, Pipestone area. And at 1:52 for Colton Eichens, semifinals tomorrow for Colton. He was a 14-3 winner over fourth-ranked Derek Herman of United South Central. And he's into the semis. Brad Kroll of Royalton Uppsala, semis. 9-6 over Derek Dingerud. He'll get Royal Crow of West Central in the semis tomorrow. Noah Landris, a winner from Aiken, he's into the semis against Peyton Moore, Jackson County Central. Jackson Held will have a wrestle back coming up. Jackson will have a wrestle back at 1:26. Kyle Lang will have a wrestle back at 1:82. Clint Gottich will not have a wrestle back. Zach Scott will be in the wrestle backs. Nathan Brinker's into the semis.
Now wrestling that mat number 5, 106 pounds, Zach Glazier.
So we have Little Falls with 3.
Wrestling that mat 6.
Here in the wrestle back round for the Flyers.
St. Thomas Academy and Ben Netty.
First one will be 1:26. Logan Capon.
And the new all, Sean Pope.
Logan will be in action
Thomas Fisher of Mora,
along with
his wrestling Tucker Schumling of
Axel Lang
results from match 500
and Josh Beek, all getting wrestle backs. We got to see what Matt Josh is going to. We're going to have at 1:26. Capan's going to be on mat 4 against Lee Schmalls. And that'll be Mound West Tonka. Should be mat 4. Match number 182. Then for the Flyers' next wrestle back, Josh Beek. He's going at 1:45. He'll get Esteban Navarro of Wilmer. And Axel Lang, he will get Justin Berg of Tartan on mat 3. So that's the triple A. Coming up. Nathan Brinker will face Cole Hennen, Minnesota, in the 195 semifinals. Kyle Lang will face Bailey Paquin of Kenyon Wanamingo tonight. as this round goes pretty fast. So, when we come back, we should have the match for Logan Kapan against Lee Schmalz. And that should be on mat number 4 coming up. Busy, busy, busy here at the XL Energy Center. Wrestleback rounds on a Friday night.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurance company.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, "Go Pioneers!" If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Pierce. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
This is Andrew Hattridge from Select Therapy. If you need physical therapy, look no further than our clinic right here in Pierce. We are locally owned and physical therapist owned, enabling our staff to provide the exact care you need when you need it. We treat everything from orthopedic injuries, post-surgical rehab, mobility and balance training, and neck and back pain. We are open Monday through Friday, offer a convenient schedule, and work with all major insurance companies. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
The Flyer Athletic Booster Club is an organization promoting youth fitness and athletic programs through fundraising, volunteering, education, and dispersing funds to qualified youth athletic activities in order to ensure the continued success of Little Falls youth athletic programs into the future. FAB has donated over $180,000 since 2004. Check out the FAB website, www.flyerathleticboosters.com, or check them out on Facebook as well to find out about upcoming events, the Flyer Hall of Fame inductees, funding request forms, and find out about how to become a member of FAB.
At the XL Energy Center in St. Paul, it's wrestleback action now. We've got three Little Falls matches coming up. Logan Kapan should be the first.
Next up on mat number 4 of 126 pounds.
It should be him.
From Long Prairie Creek.
Nope. All right. So, apparently they're going with double A. Let's see, because
here we go, overtime, 6-6.
Now wrestling on that number.
This is Middendorf from Long Prairie Great Eagle down there.
And Paul Fitterer of Cannon Falls.
Because Matt Four should be Logan Kapan.
Next up on mat number 7.
His match should be up.
Martin County West.
Not too much longer. They will roll through these matches here. So they're going double A first.
Now wrestling on mat 2, 120 pounds, Garrett Aldrich. Albert Lee area, Teddy Pierce, Chicago Lake.
Yeah, so they're not going in the order that they originally presented here in the program. According to the state program here,
Tucker Schumeling of Illinois.
I just want to make sure. Yeah, they're supposed to go all class wrestle backs, but right now they're starting with double A.
Winner, 7-3 decision.
And then they'll go, I think, into AAA, which would be the three flyer matches. Kapan, Beek, and Lang. You've got Zach Scott of Holdingford with a wrestleback tonight. Jackson Held, Royalton Upsala, will have a wrestleback. Kyle Lang, Royalton Upsala, has a wrestleback. And Andrew Tamala of Piers with a wrestleback. So 1, 2, 3... 7 matches left for us here. 3 Flyers, 2 Royals, a Holdingford, and a Pioneer. We have 3 semis, 4 semis. Brandon Ortman, Colton Eichens are headed to the semis, which start tomorrow morning.
Results for match 8-14 at 106 pounds.
10:45. The first session actually starts at 9:30 tomorrow. And that'll be consolation quarters. So all of the winners here right now in this round will start the day tomorrow at 9:30. And that's to put them on the podium. And then it's a 10:45 start for the semifinals, championship semifinals, with consolation semis, 12:45. Then session 6 starts at 4:30. Third and fifth place matches and the championships at 7 p.m. I don't know. So far to me, Brandon Ortman's upset over Joey Majerus. Best match I've seen down here. And the fact that it's a Piers kid makes it all the much sweeter. Majerus, a 4-time state place winner. 5-time entrant. And Brandon beat him 8-7. He was down 1-0 after 2 periods. He reversed him 4 times. He figured something out in the third period. Here's Middendorf of Long Prairie Gray Eagle. He's in action. Yeah, so no wrestlebacks. I'm just confirming here, getting updated brackets on Class A. Both the 220-pounders out of Section 7, Kyle Lynn of Aiken, Tanner Templin, back at Castlake Bean, are in the wrestlebacks.
Tyler Wagoner, Waconia, Austin Pepper, South St.
Both the 7A heavyweights are out of the tournament. Gottich and Gall. Semifinals, 106 tomorrow in Class A. Mark Baringa, St. Charles.
120 pounds.
Jake Norrie, West Central. The other semi, Ethan Cota, Kenyon Wanamingo. And Andrew Nissen, Black Duck. 7A has a semifinalist at 106. At 113, the semifinals, Noah Bauer, Pine Island. and Ryan Molinaro at Water Cosmos Grove City. In the other semifinal, Sibley East's Tanner Pazvogel against Trenton Coyer of Osakis. At 120, Brandon Ortman against Tanner Reitz of Frazee.
Now wrestling on mat number two.
Brandon Laborde of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial against Michael Suda, Pipestone.
Ryan F. Cannonfall.
At 126, Kyle Hennin, Minnesota, against four-time state champ Cameron Sikora, Border West. Sikora trying to become a rare five-timer. He's in the semis against Kyle Hennin of Minnesota tomorrow. Wyatt Stevens, Windham Mountain Lake, against another two-time champ, Austin Anderle, LeSueur Henderson.
Now wrestling on mat number one.
That should be a dandy at 126 tomorrow if it's Anderle and Sikora. Six combined championships between the two. But they got to get there first. At 132, Kimball's Blaine Cheetah will face Jake Mant of Chatfield in a semi. And Louis Sanders, a three-time champ, goes against Grant Jepson of Frazee. At 138, Jeremiah Colon of Medelia, Truman, Martin Luther against Ryan Keach, Dover, Eota. The other semi is Ben Baumgartner, Park Rapids, against Kimball's Quinton Barris. Yeah, 160. Well, I skipped a couple here, didn't I? But I don't have those sheets, I don't think. Oh, there they are. 145. Jared Willoughby. He defeated Nick Borchert 1-0. So Borchert drops into the consolation tonight. Willoughby from Windham Mountain Lake against Damon Schmalzried of Lake Crystal. He beat Austin Skillings of Frazee. Hank Fredericks decision Jared Novak of Aiken to advance. Fredericks, the defending state champ, will get Alex Erpelding, Staples Motley. Borchard and Novak into the wrestlebacks tonight. 152 semis, Dietrich Balsbaugh. Trinity School at River Ridge against Leo Bicey, Minnesota. Second-ranked Shane Seward, Lake City, number one Colt Nations, Piers. That's the semifinal, 1-2, tomorrow at 152. The 160 semis in Class A, Peyton Moore, Jackson County Central, Noah Landris, Aiken, Brad Kroll, Royalton Upsala, Royal Crow, West Central. Section 7 sends half the semifinalists at 160. 170. Gage Tom, St. Clair Mankato Loyola against Ethan Johnson, Dilworth Glendon Felton, and Zach Carlson, Kirkhoven Murdoch Sundberg against Luke Norland, Jackson County Central. 182 semis. Anthony Wentland of Painesville's into the semis against Keegan Moore, Jackson County Central. Other semi, Jake Wentzloff, Sibley East, against Jonah Lang, Frazee. 195 semi, Carter Van Helven of KMS, Kirkhoven Murdoch Sundberg against Garrett Pemberton of Dilworth Glendon Felton. 195, Holding Ford's Nathan Brinker against Minnesota's Cole Hennin in the semis. At 220, the semis. Dylan Card, Bertha Hewitt-Verndale against Ian Morrison, Chatfield. And Manuel Garcia of Bold, Todd Erickson, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. And the Class A 285 semis, Nick Maxwell, Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial, Garrett Malmstrom, Frazee. In the other half of the semis, Logan Nibby from Prairie Valley against Martin Granados of Blue Earth area. Those are your semifinals, Class A tomorrow.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. Is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. At this time, I'd like to congratulate the Pierce Pioneers girls basketball team's own Shelby Bozer on being named a District 19 and Region 5 AAA Award winner. And good luck in the state competition to be held in March. And also good luck to all the Pioneer athletes and teams in the upcoming tournament action.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Pierce student David Skiba. I want to congratulate our wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. Along with the team, Pierce is also sending 7 individuals to the state wrestling tournament. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, Brandon Ortman, Andrew Damala, Cole Nations, Brett Kapsner, and Austin Gall. We want to wish the teams and these individuals good luck in St. Paul as they continue their quest for the state title. Thank you for your support this entire year, and we encourage you to keep supporting us as we make a run at the state title. We also want to wish boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they start their sectional tournaments, robotics and knowledge bowl teams at their regionals, and BPA members at their state competition. We'd like to thank the community for your support all year long, and go Pioneers.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
We all know the symbols for good sportsmanship. A handshake at the end of a game, or a little 2-4-6-8 for the losing team, which, let's face it, could very well be your team. The idea is to make the best of the situation, win or lose. So why not extend sportsmanship into the rest of your life? Easy enough, right? Like the next time you get that math test back and it's below the curve? Try giving your teacher a high five. Sure, she might give you a look, but chances are, you'll feel better. Or say you're leaving a concert and the cop lets 50 other cars go ahead of you? Instead of getting mad, stick your arm out the window for a little raise the roof. You know, like a touchdown dance, but in the car. Or how about this? Next time she says, "No, I'm going to the dance with someone else," simply give her a little pat and say, "Good game." After all, dating is the biggest game of all, isn't it? So, my friends, there you have it. Support your local high school sports, but more importantly, support sportsmanship. Use it every day.
Before tip-off, let us stand for our national anthem.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Schools need athletes, but they also need pep bands. Get involved in music, drama, speech, visual arts, or athletics. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Okay, We are back, and I stand corrected here. I forgot. Oh, it's been a long day. I forgot they're doing double A quarterfinals right now, so the WrestleBacks haven't started yet. That's why I was confused. Well, how come they're not doing the WrestleBacks? Well, they had a whole class of wrestling to do yet. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. We'll come back at 7:30. 7:30 for WrestleBacks with AAA. Logan Capan will be first up at 126 for the Flyers. And then Josh Beek and Axel Lang will follow. Two Royalton Upsala wrestlers will go at it. You'll have Kyle Lang in a wrestleback, Jackson Held in wrestlebacks. Pierce's Andrew Tamala. And holding for Zach Scott. All to come, wrestleback action all coming up here. Sorry about that. I got it straight away now in my head. Double A quarterfinals going on right now. So when we come back, let's call it 25 minutes from now, 7:30, wrestleback action, all classes, right here on You Are There Sports.